So the Big Air New Zealand flight snack trial has been completed, and here's what we're in for next time you're on a plane. Cookies and lollies, they stay. But they're adding popcorn, chips, muesli bars and chocolate. They'll be rotated on a monthly basis, apparently. Also, they're going to be Danishes in the morning and antipasto platters in the evening. And Leanne Langridge is the manager of customers and is with us. Very good morning to you.
Morning, mate.
So I wanted, first of all, let me lay the complaints at your table. When we last talked, I had been flying a bit and I was looking forward to being a participant in the trial, and I wasn't, thus leading me to believe that there was no trial at all and you were conning us. So can you put me correct on that?
I can correct you. We had over 100 trials and they went over 6 weeks. So what we did was we ran sprints. So we'd trial and then we'd iterate and then go back out and trial again. So I'm really sorry we missed your flight. We should have stalked you and actually made
you
sure should have, we were
you
on
should
your
have.
Flight.
So obviously the stuff that stays is stuff that what people say, we want it, we like it.
Yeah, people obviously love our lollies. I think I would have to hand in my resignation if I ever got rid of the lollies.
Yeah.
The cookie time cookies and also the corn chips. But actually what people
I find
said
that hard
was...
to believe.
They did.
They're
but
disgusting.
What they, I know.
They're shocking.
Kate didn't enjoy the corn chips, but... Customers
like
love them.
Yeah.
What we heard, though, loud and clear from customers is they wanted choice and change. So so that's what we're doing. So every month we'll rotate with a different rotation mm-hmm. of snacks. So that's what people can look forward to.
What have you found out in terms of people's expectations? So you buy a ticket, you're going from point A to point B, and it's your journey. The role of all of this stuff in that whole experience.
Yeah. It's a really important role. I think people get bored, so it's nice to have something to do. But also, the interaction with the cabin crew as they give out the items is a really nice moment as well. Flying's really changed. People are wearing masks. There isn't the opportunities to engage like there was before. So it's always a talking point when the crew are going through. So the crew enjoy it and our customers still love to get a choice.
Do you have a nutritional goal, given we're a world in which we worry a lot about sugar and fat and all that other stuff? Do you have to indulge in that at all, or can you do whatever you like?
Well, we can do what we like. What we've tried to do, some of the principles that we've stuck to through this project that we've run is sustainability is really important to us. Using New Zealand companies with innovative New Zealand food products, but also the nutritional value as well. So we didn't want to be putting high sugar on. Having said that, you know, some of our items are higher in sugar than we would have liked, but customers are telling
us. Well, if you go booze and lollies, that's nothing but bad news for your body, though. But I mean,
well,
you've
got to have fun though too, don't you?
Precisely. Having said that, for a business, getting a contract, I'm assuming with Air New Zealand to supply what must be thousands upon thousands of whatever it is they're supplying, must be a big deal.
It is a big deal. I think, you know, the other thing is don't underestimate the quantities. So we carry 11.5 million customers pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So, you know, Cookie Time, I think, supply us around 4 million cookies a year. So
wow.
Big numbers. And I think a lot of little suppliers in the past have wanted to showcase their products, but they just can't give us the numbers that we need. So the great thing about this is every month we'll be putting on new items. We'll be talking to different suppliers who haven't probably had a look in before. That's been really important to us, and that's come through loud and clear.
You're putting on mandarins. Is it mandarins or fruit?
It's fruit.
Okay, so you get a piece of fruit.
Yes.
And that'll be seasonal, and I take it won't be rotten or old or stale or dry or dusty.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Promise you.
Can you get another one if it is?
Absolutely.
Don't just sit there looking at it. Are you going to crack into it, or what are you going to do?
No, I'm not cracking into it. You can crack into it. What would be your highlight piece? I mean, a bag of chips I've had a million times. But the popcorn you like?
I love this
sweet and salty popcorn.
That is the best. Try that later.
Okay.
But I think, you know, what I really have loved through the trials is the social enterprise piece.
Yeah.
Where for every snack or every eat my lunch snack we gave out, one went to a child. So there's lots of different.
So that's still happening.
That was a trial,
right.
So we will. What we're going to do is surprise and delight customers. So it won't be on every flight, but we'll be surprising and delighting customers potentially with a champagne flight or a social enterprise flight,
right.
Or just some different drop in, and hopefully it'll be on your flight.
It will have to be, or you'll be hearing
I'll
from.
I'll have to come back and explain
you'll be
if
hearing
we
from
don't.
Nice to see you. Well done on the trial, and good luck with it, Leanne Langridge out of Air New Zealand.